You've been listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio when you're camping out in the Shoe Swap. Go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca and check out what The Voice is all about. Join up and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week, Live in the Shoe Swap is again camping out with Jake Jacobson and his friends at Wildwood Productions, who are putting on Canada C2C, a sesquicentennial celebration featuring an all-Canadian playlist. All cozy in your chair with your best campout sweater? Good. I think the narrator is paging Robert Service.
Ballad of Sam McGee. The Cremation of Sam McGee is among the most famous of Robert W. Service's poems. It was published in 1907 in Songs of a Sourdough. A sourdough, in this sense, is a resident of the Yukon. It concerns the cremation of a prospector who freezes to death near Lake Lebarge, Yukon, Canada, as told by the man who cremates him. A success upon its initial publication in 1907, the poem became a staple of a traditional campfire storytelling in North America throughout the 20th century. An edition of the poem, published in 1986 and illustrated by Ted Harrison, was read widely in Canadian elementary schools. Ballad of Sam McGee.
Well, there's a valley by the old North Pole, where old Sam McGee died in search of gold. Whenever I wander in memory, I see the smoke from the pipe of Sam McGee. We had wandered way up there above the Klondike, where we found a mighty mountain filled with gold. There old Sam, he got sick and he made me promise that if he died, I wouldn't leave him in that cold. The next morning, Sam was cold and stiff and lifeless, so I dragged him 40 days upon my sled. There I found a pile of driftwood in a valley. It was then I got this notion in my head. Took out my matches and I built a fire, and I laid old Sam upon that funeral fire. He sat up grinning with his pipe in his mouth. He said, "Oh ho, this is mighty like the South. The flames around him had a heavenly glow, and the northern lights were just one big rainbow." He sat up grinning with his pipe in his mouth, and he said, "Oh, this is mighty like the sound." He said, "Oh, this is mighty like the sound."
Log Driver's Waltz. The song celebrates the profession of log driving, a practice in the lumber industry which involved transporting felled timber by having workers walk or run on the logs as they floated down rivers. This occupation required a great deal of strength and physical agility. And Wade Hemsworth was struck by how much the sight of log drivers at work resembled dancing. Log Driver's Waltz.
If you ask any girl from the parish around what pleases her most from her head to her toes, she'll say, "I'm not sure, that it's business of yours, but I do love to waltz with my log driver, for he goes whirling down, down the white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. He's whirling down, down the white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. When the drive's nearly over, I like to go down and dance with the dogs as they work on the river. I know that come evening they'll be in the town, and I do love to waltz with my log driver.
For he goes burning down, down the white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. He's burning down, down the white water. The log driver's waltz pleases girls completely.
To please both my parents, I had to give way and dance with the doctors and merchants and lawyers. Their manners are fine, but their feet are of clay. There's none with the style of my log driver.
For he goes whirling down, down the white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. He's whirling down, down the white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely.
Hey, a guitar solo here. That's all I got. Thank you.
Now I've had my chances with all sorts of men, but none are so fine as my lad on the river. So when the drive's over, if he asks me again, I think I will marry my log driver.
Woo! For he goes burling down, down the white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. He's burling down, down the white water. The log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Burling down, down the white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. He's burling down, down the white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely.
Something to sing about, tune up a string about, call out in chorus and quietly hum, of a land that's still young, with a ballad that's still unsung, telling the promise of great days to come.
From the Vancouver Island to the Alberta Highlands, across the prairies of Lake to Ontario's town. The sound of Mount Royal's chimes, up to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land of ours.
I have walked across the sands of the Grand Banks of Newfoundland, gazed on the ridge of the Miramichi, heard the waves tear and roar at the stone coast of Labrador, watched them roll back to the Great North Sea.
From the Vancouver Islands to the Alberta Highlands, across the prairie, the lake, to Ontario's towns. From the sound of Mount Royal chimes, up to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land of ours.
I have wandered my way across the wild woods of Hudson's Bay, treated my toes to Quebec's morning dew, heard the sweet morning breeze kiss the leaves of the maple trees, sharing this song that I'm singing with you.
From the Vancouver Island to the Alberta Highlands, across the prairies of lakes to Ontario's town. From the sound of Mount Royal's chimes, out to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land of ours.
I have welcomed the dawn from the fields of Saskatchewan, followed the sun to the Vancouver shore, watched it climb shining new up the snow peaks of Caribou, up to the clouds where the wild Rockies soar.
From the Vancouver Islands to the Albert Islands, lots of prairies, the lake to Ontario's towns. From the sound of Mount Royal's chimes up to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land. From the Vancouver Islands to the Albert Islands, lots of prairies, the lake to Ontario's towns. From the sound of Mount Royal chimes up to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land of ours.
Yes, there's something to sing about this land of ours.
That's all for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the second of two episodes of Wildwood Productions' celebration of Canada's 150th anniversary. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for supporting community radio, and hope you can tune in at this time next week for more live in the Shoe Swap.